Hey kiddos, welcome to Miss B's podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about a classic young adult book, Lewis Satcher's Holes. Holes is about Stanley Yelnats IV, who always seems to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's not Stanley's fault that he's so unlucky. It's the fault of his no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather, who broke a promise to Madame Zeroni back in Latvia and cursed all of his descendants. After being hit in the head by sneakers that fall from the sky, Stanley is wrongly charged with stealing the donated sneakers of famous baseball player Clyde Sweetfeet Livingston and sent to a boys' detention center called Camp Green Lake. At Camp Green Lake, there is no lake, no shade, and the boys are forced to dig 5 foot deep, 5 foot wide holes every day, all while trying not to get bitten by deadly yellow-spotted lizards. The warden at Camp Green Lake tells the boys that they are digging holes to build character. But more and more, Stanley suspects she's looking for something. So Holes is about Stanley Yelnats IV trying to figure out what the warden might be looking for, but it's also about cracks in the juvenile justice system, friendship, prejudice, promises, outlaws, and onions. Yeah, I said onions. Holes is a great book. It's really funny, it's really smart about how kids, especially boys, deal with each other and with authority figures, and the characters are great. It's really hard not to love Stanley Zero and all the other boys of D10. And it's pretty easy to hate the warden, Mr. Sir, and Mr. Pandansky, but they're really well written in the kind of way where it's like, even if you hate them, you could totally believe meeting them or meeting someone like them. But I hope you never do. That would be awful. Don't do that. The book does have a lot of different threads. I think they come together really well, but for some readers it can be confusing because the narrative does jump back and forth in time a little bit between what's happening to Stanley Yelnats now and what's happening to like his great-great-grandfather and to this outlaw named Kissing Kate Barlow. I think she's so cool, you know, and stuff like that. So it can be a little bit tough that way. So I'm leaving it there for you. I'm going to read you a short excerpt from chapter 3 just so you can get a sense of Satcher's style of writing and whether or not you like it, and then I'm going to do the TLDL. So here's a bit of chapter 3. Stanley Yelnats was the only passenger on the bus, not counting the driver or the guard. The guard sat next to the driver with his seat turned around facing Stanley. A rifle lay across his lap. Stanley was sitting about 10 rows back, handcuffed to his armrest. His backpack lay on the seat next to him. It contained his toothbrush, toothpaste, and a box of stationery his mother had given him. He'd promised to write her at least once a week. He looked out the window, although there wasn't much to see. Mostly fields of hay and cotton. He was on a long bus ride to nowhere. The bus wasn't air-conditioned, and the hot, heavy air was almost as stifling as the handcuffs. Stanley and his parents had tried to pretend he was just going away to camp for a while, just like rich kids do. When Stanley was younger, he used to play with stuffed animals and pretend the animals were at camp. Camp Fun and Games, he called it. Sometimes he'd have them play soccer with a marble. Other times they'd run an obstacle course or go bungee jumping off a table, tied to broken rubber bands. Now Stanley tried to pretend he was going to Camp Fun and Games. Maybe he'd make some friends, he thought. At least he'd get to swim in the lake. He didn't have any friends at home. He was overweight, and the kids at his middle school often teased him about his size. Even his teacher sometimes made cruel comments without realizing it. On his last day of school, his math teacher, Mrs. Bell, taught ratios. As an example, she chose the heaviest kid in the class and the lightest kid in the class and had them weigh themselves. Stanley weighed 3 times as much as the other boy. Mrs. Bell wrote the ratio on the board, 3 to 1, unaware of how much embarrassment she had caused both of them. Stanley was arrested later that day. He looked at the guard who sat slumped in his seat and wondered if he had fallen asleep. The guard was wearing sunglasses, so Stanley couldn't see his eyes. Stanley was not a bad kid. He was innocent of the crime for which he was convicted. He'd just been in the wrong place at the wrong time. It was all because of his no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather. He smiled. It was a family joke. Whenever anything went wrong, they always blamed Stanley's no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather. Okay, so now you've heard a little excerpt of Satcher's style, so you can sort of know what the writing is like throughout the book. And here's the TLDL, as in, too long, didn't listen. Holes is great. It's funny and smart, and it's about boys in a very unusual detention center. It's got a Lexile of 660, and the plot does not always go chronologically. And I think it's great. Go forth and read.